Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, this is Kate, reading from the Odessa American, March 9th, 2023. Mental scientist booted from T2 team. Council moving forward in search for new city manager, by Kim Smith. T2 Professional Consulting announced Tuesday night they've parted ways with the mental scientist they hired to assist the Odessa City Council in its search for a new city manager. They also shared the results of an employee survey with the council. T2 founder Mike Wilson told the council valid questions arose about Hank Seitz and when he failed to provide official documentation of his academic achievements by 5 p.m. Monday, he was replaced on the project by another associate, Susie Price of Georgia. Mayor Javier Hoven hired T2 for $338,000 December 14th, the day after the council voted 5-2 to fire city manager Michael Moreo and city attorney Natasha Brooks without explanation. Seitz appeared before the council last week to explain how a committee organized by the council would be able to find the next city manager by setting benchmarks and using something called a tri-metrics, which determines people's personal skills and talents, motivation and values, and communication style. The self-help author of more than a dozen books described himself to the council as a mental scientist, behavioral psychologist, and a certified analyst in a lot of different areas of the human being. His description varies from LinkedIn, Amazon, and his own website, however. John Lucas, Assistant Vice Chancellor of Communications at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, was unable to determine if Seitz is a UW-Madison graduate, as he contends. However, Lucas did say UW-Madison does not offer a degree in mental science. The Texas Behavioral Health Executive Council has no record of a license being issued to a Hank or Henry Seitz. The council provides licenses to psychologists, marriage and family therapists, professional counselors, and social workers. The Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation, which provides licenses to behavior analysts, also does not show a license for a Hank or Henry Seitz. Councilmember Steve Thompson demanded from Wilson proof of Seitz's degrees and licenses, and Seitz did not provide those documents, Wilson said. A new consultant. According to a PowerPoint presentation given to the council, Price, like Seitz, is also a self-help author who has received several certifications from Target Training International Success Insights, a Scottsdale, Arizona company that, according to its website, applies a multi-science approach to an ever-evolving suite of tools that support the employee journey. Price holds certificates as a Tri-Metrics HD analyst, professional motivators analyst, professional DISC analyst, professional facilitator, and qualified 360-degree feedback practitioner for organizations and individuals. According to the PowerPoint, she is also one of 30 people worldwide to be given the prestigious Advanced Master Axiologist certification by TTI Success Insights. According to Merriam-Webster, axiology is the study of the nature, types, and criteria of values and of value judgments, especially in ethics. According to Price's LinkedIn page, she has a bachelor's degree in journalism from the University of South Carolina. She bills herself as a hiring assessment expert, team building facilitator, speaker, and author. During Tuesday's meeting, the City Council decided that instead of forming a 6-member benchmark committee of staff members, residents, and City Council members, they'll be the benchmark committee. Next week, during a public work session, they'll meet virtually with Price and T2 member Micah Lunt to select the superior performance attributes of the next city manager. They'll also go through a process that will remove their bias and help them compare the candidates to the benchmarks they've set and their interview questions. Wilson said that by replacing Seitz with Price, they'll still be able to reach their goal of having a city manager hired by mid-July or early August. He did not immediately respond Wednesday to a set of emailed questions regarding Seitz, Price, and TTI success insights. On Wednesday, Thompson said he was pretty impressed. Wilson admitted there were problems regarding Seitz's credentials and removed him from the project. While he hasn't researched Price yet, she's not claiming to be a doctor, Thompson said. As for TTI Success Insights, Thompson said American Express, GE, Pepsi, Mercedes-Benz, and Volvo use their products. I guess if it's good enough for American Express, it's good enough for me, Thompson said. Employee Surveys. According to Wilson and Lunt, 482 of the city's 891 employees participated in a survey that asked them several questions, including whether their leaders and coworkers care about them, if they've received training to help them perform well, if their leader has set goals and objectives for them, and if their leader uses reinforcement and punishment effectively. They were also asked if their leaders were competent, easy to approach with issues, and are role models. The highest score was achieved when asked if they thought their team effectively serves citizens. 89% of the survey participants agreed. The city also received high scores in a few other areas. 84% of the survey participants agreed their leader cares for team members and their team works well together, and 83% agreed that their coworkers care for each other. The lowest scores were seen when survey participants were asked if their leader uses reinforcement and punishment effectively, and if team members change with ease and grace. Only 60% agreed with the former, and 63% agreed with the latter. In addition, only 67% said they consider their leader a role model and that they've received counseling and coaching needed to advance their careers. T2 said they also discovered the city's turnover rate has actually slowed down by quite a bit in the last 2 years. According to the consultants, 129 left the city in 2020, 41 left in 2021, and 49 left last year. So far this year, T2 said 8 have left. They also pointed out the number of new hires increased from 112 to 154 from 2021 to 2022. Since November 7th, 2022, T2 said 16 people have left the city and 51 new employees have been hired. T2 did not provide a breakdown by department of the departures. However, four of the city's six attorneys have left since Moreo and Brooks were fired. In addition, the fire chief and his three assistant chiefs have left or stepped down, and assistant city manager Cindy Muncy retired. Last week, the city also terminated Aaron Smith, who replaced assistant city manager Philip Urrutia in December. As of Wednesday, the city is without two assistant city managers. Outdated policies. T2 also revealed Tuesday the city's policies and procedures manual has not been updated since 2008. It's so outdated, it doesn't include sections on sexual orientation, gender and gender identity, all protected classes identified by the federal government. Wilson and Lunt also noted there's been no formal training on sexual harassment and diversity since before the pandemic. T2 identified as the city's weaknesses: lack of trust, low morale, employees fearful of consequences for speaking out, toxic work environment. TX400-3951, poor leadership, favoritism, sexual harassment, and political impacts. 55% of the survey respondents said morale was either very high or high. 29% described it as moderate, and 16% said it was low or very low. 63 participants said they'd seen racist material or behavior at work, and 50 said they'd seen sexually offensive material or behavior. 31 said they'd actually been discriminated against, and a 14 said they'd been sexually harassed. Although Wilson and Lunt said those numbers are low, each one represents a potential lawsuit. T2 identified its strengths: coachable talent, high level of institutional knowledge, passionate community open to change, passionate city council and internal leaders. Wilson told the council the city of Odessa now has an opportunity to reset the clock with a new city manager and an updated policy and procedure manual. Interim city manager Agapito Bernard and Human Resource Director Charles Hurst have already engaged the Marachi Management Group to help them update the manual. It's clear from the surveys the employees' top desires are improved communication, training, compensation, and accountability, Wilson said, describing as severe the city's internal and external communications. He noted the city doesn't have a unifying vision or mission, and if you don't have a roadmap, you're never going to get where we want to go. Mayor reaction. Following the meeting, Jovan said he was pleased to see there isn't a mass exodus of city employees, as has been alleged, but he was dismayed to learn about the outdated policy manual. It's important for people to feel safe at work and to have a voice, he said. He did not know the cost of hiring the Marachi Management Group, he said. Jovan said he was pleased the council came to a consensus and decided the benchmark committee should only be comprised of council members. He agreed with council member Denise Swanner, who said it would be too difficult to limit the community members to two, and he agreed with council member Mark Mata, who noted the citizens of Odessa elected them to set the bar. The mayor said he is confident of all the council members will be able to set their ideological differences aside to determine what attributes their next city manager should have. As for Price replacing Sites, Jovan said the process is the key, not the individuals, and he just wanted to make sure the city was still on track to hire a new city manager by mid-July or early August. Price will be using the same methods Seitz was, Jovan said. The switch in personnel did not shake his confidence in 2-2 at all, Jovan said. I think that was very impressive in the work that they've done. They've revealed some things that the city is dealing with, Jovan said, adding he believes the issues identified go back for years and years. He's always been told, that's just the way we do it, and now it's clear there are deficiencies that need to be addressed, Jovan said. Hello, this is Kate, reading from the Odessa American, March 9th, 2023. Raise Your Own Roof, Women Celebrated During Odessa's She Can, by Laura Dennis. A crowd of more than 320 gathered to celebrate International Women's Day, Wednesday, with a message of, we all have something to offer, from both local and national speakers. The Odessa Chamber of Commerce event attracted a slightly larger crowd than last year at the second annual She Can, which was presented by Sewell Ford at the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center. Chamber President and CEO Renee Earls was pleased that the turnout was larger than last year and encouraged attendees to bring a friend next year and to walk out engaged and inspired to tackle life to do good in the community. MC Tatum Hubbard carried that theme as she introduced speakers and led panel discussions on serving with heart and sharing your passion. UTPB President Sandra Woodley started out the conference noting her non-traditional journey to the top spot leading the University of Texas Permian Basin as president for more than 6 years now. Woodley detailed her formative years in Weaver, Alabama, saying she wasn't a bad high school student, but that she also wasn't a great one. She described being a young working mother who felt the urge in her early 20s to do something about her education and life and how that led her to becoming a better student. She told the crowd, "You don't have to be perfect, but you have to be diligent and work harder." She also encouraged the crowd to treat people well and to work on both intellect and work ethic. On working at UTPB, she said she has found her purpose. This is my life's work. I love this community. She also said she was encouraged by what she saw in the room. Remember what you see in this room. Enjoy the journey and treat people well and with respect. Keynote speaker Cara Brookins spoke about setting goals that are realistic while also aiming high. Brookins is known for her family story of teamwork and perseverance. She and her four children built a 3,500-square-foot home from the ground up just by watching YouTube videos. She is a sought-after motivational speaker who shares her story of being a single mother with a messy life who took charge and built a home. Her often humorous story touched on how she tackled the process of building a home from scratch without any training and only the YouTube videos to guide her and her four young children. She told the crowd that setting goals and making your own motivation are the keys to success. Raise your own roof, she told the crowd. Hello, this is Kate, reading from the Odessa American, March 9th, 2023. Oxy reports record net income. Basin production grew by 90,000 barrels per day, by Bob Campbell. Occidental Petroleum had record net income of $12.5 billion in 2022 and generated a 28% return on capital, which was the highest return it had achieved since before 2005. President CEO Vicki Holub said in Oxy's recent fourth quarter 2022 report that her company also enjoyed record-free cash flow before working capital of $13.6 billion. Our high-return Permian Basin production grew by 90,000 barrels of oil per day, propelled by outstanding well results, and we delivered our best year ever in Delaware Basin new well productivity. Holub said Oxy's Permian Basin reserves remain high, with the depth and quality of our shale well inventory and 2 billion barrels of remaining potential in our Permian enhanced oil recovery business, we have the scale to continue our history of reserves replacement. She said, the fourth quarter was a fitting way to wrap up a year of continued operational and financial success. We generated over $2.6 billion of free cash flow, which supported nearly $1.6 billion of balance sheet improvements. Holub said her company's December recapitalization of Net Power was significant because Net Power has a technology that generates emission-free power generation and the potential to accelerate emissions reduction efforts in our existing operations and to supply electricity to our direct air capture plants and sequestration hubs. Ultimately, Net Power could be an important emission-free power generator anywhere that has access to natural gas, she said. Holub said 2022 saw record lateral lengths in the Delaware Basin west of Odessa and in southeast New Mexico, the Denver-Julesburg Basin in northeast Colorado and southeast Wyoming, Oman, and the Midland Basin east of Midland, where Oxy's Lulu 3641 DP well exceeded 18,000 feet in 12 days and became its longest lateral. With our debt from outstanding bonds down to less than $18 billion, and consistent with our shareholder framework, we will shift our focus to share repurchases, dividend growth, and a capital program that further strengthens our sustainability, she said. Chief Financial Officer Robert Peterson reported that Occidental Petroleum repaid over $10.5 billion of debt and retired all remaining interest rate swaps in 2022, improving our credit metrics as we sought to regain investment-grade ratings, he said. The completion of our $3 billion share repurchase program moved us closer to returning over $4 per share to our common shareholders, which will begin to trigger a redemption of the preferred equity, Peterson said. Our fast improved financial position, even compared to 1 year ago, will enable us to begin allocating a greater proportion of excess free cash flow to our shareholders in 2023.
This is Reed, and this is the Midland Reporter Telegram Health and Wellness for Wednesday, March 8th, 2023. Midland Health. Plant-based diet is good for health and more. March is National Nutrition Month, and this year's theme is, quote, fuel for the future, end quote. As the global population continues to grow, the challenge of providing enough nutritious food while minimizing environmental impact becomes increasingly important. Eating more fruits and vegetables is not only good for you, but for the environment as well. Although the popularity of eating, quote, plant-based, end quote, has grown, this term currently lacks a formal definition in the United States. In the past, plant-based was often used to describe a vegetarian or vegan diet. More recently, plant-based has been used to describe an eating style that includes more foods that come from plants, like fruits, vegetables, grains, nuts, and seeds. It is also a term that may be used in food marketing, like dairy alternatives and meat substitutes. Plant-based diets are associated with numerous health benefits, including a decreased risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, obesity, and some types of cancer. Additionally, plant-based diets have a lower environmental impact than those that include meat, dairy, and eggs. The health benefits of a plant-based diet stem from its nutrient content. Plant-based diets are generally high in fiber, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, which are essential for optimal health. Additionally, plant-based diets are typically low in saturated fat, trans fat, and cholesterol, which can help to reduce the risk of heart disease. Plant-based diets can also help control blood sugar levels, reducing the risk of type 2 diabetes. Regarding environmental impact, plant-based diets are generally associated with a lower carbon footprint than those with animal products. Animal agriculture requires large amounts of water, land, and energy, all of which have an environmental cost. In contrast, plant-based diets require fewer resources and have a much lower environmental impact. Adding more plants to your diet can also be an excellent way to save money while adding more substance to your dishes. Try adding beans to chili or lentils to a spaghetti sauce while reducing your ground meat. Look for in-season produce to get the best deals. By choosing to eat a diet that focuses primarily on plant foods, you can improve your health and reduce your environmental footprint. March 8, 2023 is National Registered Dietitian Day. Dietitians are the experts when it comes to nutrition. If you would like to improve your current eating habits and would benefit from personalized nutrition guidance, a registered dietitian nutritionist can help you develop a healthful eating plan that is as unique as you are. Midland Health Briefs. Morgan.Tennis@MidlandHealth.org. Community Outreach and Cardiovascular Health Coach and Community Outreach for Diabetes Education, CODE, Midland Health is offering a free support group for anyone interested in learning about diabetic and cardiovascular health. It will be held every second Monday of the month from 6 to 7 p.m. at First Baptist Church, 2104 West Louisiana Avenue, room D100 to 102. Call 432-221-2285 or email for more information. Healthy Cities Cooking Demo for Plant-Based Soups. Attendees will learn how to cook delicious plant-based soups. 7:30 p.m. Thursday, West Texas Food Bank in Midland. Tickets, https://www.ourhealthycity.com/events/cooking-demo-march. MCHS. Be aware of Medicaid eligibility changes. Midland Community Health Services, MCHS, announced an immediate need for people who rely on Medicaid for their health care insurance coverage to verify eligibility. Quote, we strongly suggest people in our community to be aware of the changes in Medicaid eligibility, end quote, said Martha Tercero, Patient Assistance Manager at Midland Community Health Care Services. What is happening to Medicaid? During the pandemic, the federal government prohibited states from kicking people off from the Medicaid program. Prior to the pandemic, people would regularly lose their Medicaid coverage if they earned more income to qualify for the program, or if they gained health insurance coverage from an employer, or if the person moved out of state. Notifications from the federal government by email or text are scheduled to go to people currently on Medicaid. To ensure coverage, a person can also take the initiative and go online to the official Medicaid website to update their personal information, or they can also call 211 for assistance. MCHS urges our community members to not delay. If they already received their Medicaid renewal package, it is important to complete those forms now in order to avoid losing coverage due to outdated information. If a person needs more support to update their information, MCHS provides free local assistance to help people with this process. Quote, we even have a dedicated computer for public use, which has direct access to the Medicaid portal, end quote, Tercero said. To receive help from the MCHS Patient Assistance Office located at 4214 Andrews Highway, an appointment must be scheduled by calling 432-699-3817. This free local assistance for Medicaid is just one of the many ways MCHS strives to deliver their mission of providing quality health care for all people in our community, no matter their ability to pay.
Here was the Dear Abby column that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, March 9th. Woman reconsiders pledge made to ailing boyfriend. Dear Abby, my boyfriend of 4 years has been diagnosed with chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. We're both only 51. Obviously, we face a grim reality. He has already tried once to end our relationship to spare me the inevitable, but I convinced him I'm in it to the bitter end. Now he's accusing his family and me of being interested only in interrogating him about his conversations with others regarding his condition. He has cut off contact for the last few days while he reevaluates all of his relationships. I'm respecting his wishes, which is so hard since we have never gone a day without speaking. My problem is the relief I feel. There are no meltdowns, no angry outbursts, no having to tiptoe around our conversations. Until now, I didn't realize the pressure I was under. My dilemma now is, if he wishes to continue our relationship, should I? His anger is scaring me, and he's losing himself so quickly. He's not the man I grew to love. I haven't taken vows, but I don't feel right ducking out when he needs someone the most. I'm confused about what to do. Any helpful advice would be greatly appreciated. Signed, Torn in Two in the South. Dear Torn, the relationship you shared with your boyfriend is essentially over. You stated that his illness is turning him into someone else. You are not his wife, and you are not responsible for his well-being. Talk with his family and suggest they create a long-term plan for his care. He's going to need one. Because the emotion you are feeling now is primarily one of relief, allow this man to end the relationship if that is what he wants to do. Dear Abby, my daughter-in-law just became a vegetarian, and she seems to think pasta, cheese, and fruit are all that is needed. She and my son have a 1-year-old and insist she be a vegetarian too. I'm worried because I feel the protein is missing. There's no effort to calculate protein levels, and now she has decided to eliminate cow's milk, although ice cream and whipped cream seem to be okay. I've encouraged my son to add soy and other beans to the baby's diet. He does all the cooking and seems a bit overwhelmed. I don't live close, or I would happily prepare some meals for them. Is there anything I can do to encourage them to plan the meals more carefully and get the proper protein-to-carb ratio? I'm worried they may be cheating my grandbaby of the needed building blocks of health. I've kept my mouth shut so far, but I'm really worried. Help. Signed, Healthy Grandma in Florida. Dear Grandma, a vegetarian diet can be a healthy one for little ones. Because you have concerns, encourage your son and daughter-in-law to discuss this with their child's pediatrician. Many books have been written about healthy vegetarian diets, and there is a world of information about it on the internet. Explore the subject for your own peace of mind and encourage them to do the same.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.